in for DJC.
In for DJC, this is KO4WWZ. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, channel. How are you doing today?
Doing all right. Just waiting on the next bus route, getting ready to have lunch, and talking on the radio. What about you?
On the bus route, but I'm going to head out for lunch in about 30 or 40 minutes or so. Could have a hamburger maybe or something like that. Nice outside today again.
Yes.
Painting sometime tomorrow. Hope it doesn't. I need to get my grass cut in the morning. So I hope it stays dry enough to get through that. Maybe it can rain a little bit in the afternoon if it wants to.
Plans for the day?
I may do a little work outside. I'm retired. We worked a little bit outside yesterday, so I may do a little bit this afternoon. I don't know yet, though. But, anyway, did you ever get your antenna situation remedied, or are you still working on it?
Are you talking about for my base station?
Yeah, base station.
No. I was struck by lightning. Not me, but my station.
What did you do? Take out the radio, power supply, and everything, or you don't know?
Well, the power supply and the radio still come on, but I took the antenna down because I think the lightning is what got it. If it didn't get a direct hit, it got hit because when I turned on the radio, all I could hear was static. I repeated that all I heard was static, and it was like a faint blip that I hear when I release the PTTT. As for the power supply, it comes on, but it doesn't work like it did before.
Try the radio or a different antenna to see if it may be the front end. The front end of the radio might have got some stuff in it. That's usually what happens.
It's not, but I can try that. What's your suggestion for the power supply?
I know as long as it's supplying the correct voltage and it'll power the radio up, I'd turn the radio on low power if you have that option. And first thing I do though is it's probably not the antenna if it hit the antenna it would have burned something. You'd see it on there. More likely it just could have been a static discharge or something close by. But normally you have those kind of problems, but it usually fixes the front end of the radio first because that's the most sensitive part of the whole setup. If you're not hearing anything, or not hearing much at all, that's kind of what it sounds like. But the only way to check for sure is to put up just hook it up to, mobile mag mount or a J-pole or something, just temporarily, and see if you can hear anything.
That looks right. Well, I'm going to have to sign and get on down the road here in a few minutes. So I'll talk to you later. I appreciate your advice and thank you for helping me. It's KO4WWZ. I'll be clear on your final.
You have a good day today. Hope everything works out on the radio. Just take it a step at a time and check one item at a time to eliminate which one's the issue, but more than likely, I doubt the antenna is possible, but more than likely, it could be the front end of the radio, the receiver end of the radio. Anyway, have a good day. Talk to you later. N4DJC, clear.
N4WHM.
Well, are you at home today, or are you working?
I took off. I went camping this weekend, so I took off today to get unpacked and run a few errands. Heard you on the radio, just wanted to say hello.
But you picked a great weekend to go camping.
It was beautiful. It was warm during the day and cool at night. We just had a good time.
Good days, four good days count today. I know they went out on the boat Friday. They took Friday off, went out on the boat. We brought the grandkids home with us, and they picked them back up, and then they went out again yesterday on the boat. And it was pretty nice both days. Yesterday was, after the sun started going in a little bit, it turned out really nice. It was kind of cool, and we had a little bit of shade in the backyard, a little bit of a breeze. So we got out, did a little work in the yard with the grandkids. They, you know, my grandson likes doing that sort of thing. He brought his gloves with him. And we were maybe some stuff ran out helping out. And I think he enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed watching him. But anyway, we're doing okay.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Yep, I'm running to town real quick. Got to go by the pharmacy and drop off a prescription. And then I got to actually see my dentist at 2 o'clock. So just getting everything taken care of.
I guess it was Friday. Went by one day last week to pick up Lynn's glasses. It didn't suit her well. The prescription was right, but it was put in the lens, you know, down too far in the lens itself, so they redid them, and this time she's real happy with them. And I'm gonna give some a try. I'm gonna try some of the newer ones and try some with the blue blockers, even though they're too damn expensive. But she's been real happy with hers, and hopefully I'll be happy with mine this time. First, I got some with rectangular lenses this time, Bill, so I didn't repeat the mistake I made the first time with the ones dipped down too far below the, it was just too oval at the bottom, I think, then it was causing part of the distortion. But may not be able to get rid of all of it, but I hope I'm going to be happy with them.
For a second, I'll be right back. I was sitting at the drive-in. I didn't want to blow their speaker out. I did made that mistake once at the pharmacy, and you could hear it squealing all the way outside. So, but yeah, it was beautiful. I got there Thursday camping, and just had a good old time. So, and but yeah, the glasses. Yeah, I'm glad she got that lens a little wider. Or deeper lens, so that transition will work right. That's the key, is getting the right size lens. And 4WHM.
See Friday, yeah, Mark set me up this time. He had a more rectangular lens. He said he gets they were about the same size as the ones I got now, but they appear to be a little different, just a little different design, a little square, and I think that's going to help me out a lot with some of the distortion I was having. And I had the blue blockers and used the Verilux. I got one grade up, and he gave me a little bit better deal on it than I thought I was going to get on. So I hope I'm going to be happy with it. I know Lynn's happy with hers now. She can see a lot better out of hers. It was just the prescription was placed wrong in the lens more for her. But hers is a lot brighter looking. But I was going to ask you, too. Tom mentioned the other day that I didn't know. Did you pick up a 590 from him?
I got it, almost a year ago, back in June, and then I got my license in October, so I was listening and learning how to make it work for a couple of months, and put me up a Maxcon off-center fed dipole. But yeah, that Kenwood I got from Tom, it's a good radio. I love it.
That 590 is a really good radio. Kenwood audio has always been good, and the receivers on them are good. It's got a lot of stuff on it, really, that, it's not an SDR, I don't think, but it's got a lot of good stuff on it. It's a little more traditional type radio with the dials and stuff, which I like in a radio like that, especially if it's a bass type radio. And they got good filtering on them, too. I don't think it's a, you can spend a lot more money But you're going to get a lot more radio than what you do with the 590.
Yeah, I got me a, there was a silent key up in Atlanta, and I'm on a listserv with the Gainesville Club I'm in, and I got a boom mic and the whole setup for the boom mic and foot pedal and everything for a Kenwood, and even got a desk mic, MC90. Got both of them, the whole setups for $50, and then I bought some other stuff, ended up spending about $100 total, but I got probably $500 worth of gear for less than $100, so I was pleased with that. That's what they're going for, so that's what I give them for it, so, but yeah, it's a great radio, and I love that boom mic and foot pedal. It makes talking a lot easier, a lot more fun when I'm sitting there at night.
That MC90, that's a really good mic, too, from what I understand. I always liked Kenwood HF stuff. That's what I ran most of the time later on, before I got off HF altogether. I always liked it. They built... I got all ICOM. I got a Kenwood handheld, but I got all ICOM stuff now for the 705 and my 52, and I got a 2300 too. And I like the ICOM stuff pretty well. Kenwood always built their radios for the radios they sell in the United States, they built it for the U.S. market. And they were always really good. And the guy that was over Kenwood USA, always still is, or not, of the amateur part of it, is Phil Parton in N4DRO, and he was a manager at HRO in Atlanta, a couple other places for years. He may have retired now, but there's a place up in Gainesville, Skyland Radio, something like that. They do a lot of work on all kinds of radios, including AM, FM, stereo stuff from years ago. They do beautiful work, and they're pretty reasonable from what I understand. But I talked to a couple guys that said some of the older radios, they need to be recapped up there. They took care of them. They weren't cheap, but they did a really good job. I didn't know if you were aware of those guys or not. N4DJC Friday. Lost you, N4DJC.